Oh yeah, we're speaking about your jobs right now too. So yeah, you were 19 when you got your first job at North Central. What made you want to work there?
Oh, it was a fun place. I used to go in and hang out right after they first opened, and I just hit it off with the owners. And I guess I spent so much time there that they just put me to work. And I stayed there for 7 years, and then it got to where I needed to move on, and that was in 1991, so I moved on, did other things. In 1999, they were just going to close the shop, and my good friend Dennis Hageman, he approached me and said, "You're not happy doing what you're doing now. How about you quit your job? We'll buy the hobby shop, and you can just step in and run it." So I took him up on it, and 15 years later, here we are.
How did you ever get the name out there for the hobby shop? How'd you get them people to know that it was there?
Well, we started advertising in the local Light, which is the local newspaper, and that got a lot of response. And word spread pretty quick with the regular customers that I was actually back for people that had known me, and so that helped. And we did advertising and, other types of media.
And for me, being a person that usually goes up there to the hobby shop, usually I would like to know who used to own it before you and Dennis.
It was Tom and Carmen Eckert. Tom was always into Lionel trains, and when the hobby shop was for sale, he ended up buying it, and they had to end up closing that particular location, which was over in Clayton. It was under a different name. And several months later, they reopened in Overland under the North Central Hobbies name.
All right. So, what was your actual first reaction when Dennis approached you about being a partner?
I thought he was nuts. The hobby business is not one to get wealthy at, but it is a lot of fun. And I really was not happy doing what I was doing. I was working in health insurance in an agency, and I'm just not really the office type. So I thought about it for a couple of days, and I thought, well, I can just step in and run the business, because that's what I did when I had left.
All right, I'm just gonna throw this in there. What? Okay, I'm just throwing this in there. This is KRHS 90.1 Radioactive Radio, and oh, broadcasting live from Rittner High School. Did I do it good?
Yeah, you are. You got Bill, what are some fun facts about you? Some stuff that people don't know. Like, what's something that people don't know about the inside Bill?
Oh, about the inside of me that's fun? Oh, wow. That came out of left field. Well, stuff that I like to do is I do like music, and I do like to write and perform my own music, although I do
Really?
not do it publicly. I won't even get up and do karaoke. I'm not
Ah,
good at
come on,
all.
Bill.
I do it for myself because I enjoy it. I had a great uncle that thought he was a good songwriter and performer, and he was actually horrible at it. And he was so bad, unfortunately, he passed away in 1987. But in 19, I'm sorry, 2006, a radio station in New York City labeled my great uncle, Wee Willie Shantz, the second worst singer, songwriter, record of all time.
That's terrible.
But I actually did take one of his songs and rewrote it. It was a nice, catchy little tune, and I rewrote it, and it was actually used at an exhibit for an art exhibit, I should say, out in Taos, New Mexico.
That's cool.
So, And I like photography. I'm an amateur photographer.
That's cool.
And do a lot of graphic work.
What made you like photography so much, Ken?
Ever since I was a kid, I would see pictures that my relatives would take, my mom, my dad, my grandma, and they were actually horrible at it. So I grabbed the camera, and my pictures turned out, you know, better than theirs, and
just ever since then, okay.
Yep, so I've been taking pictures. Well, I'm not going to tell you how long.
Okay, do you mind telling us something that customers don't know about the hobby store? What's something that customers would like to know, or something that you would just like to throw out there about the hobby store?
Oh, about the hobby shop? Well, you know, I mean, most everybody knows that it's a fun place. Dennis and I like to have fun, and we want to create a warm family-type atmosphere. So we do a lot of fun stuff. You know, we have Friday night racing. We have a Wednesday night league with racing with slot cars. Gaming night with magic, that kind of thing. Some of the inside stuff, we do a lot of things that we involve the store with. We put on a hayride every year at Wild Acres Park. And so that's
us. About that.
That's us. Okay. That started it and run that. And the Kids Fishing Derby, we do that as well.
Oh, okay. I heard about that too.
Yep, that's us. And just, you know, a lot of fun stuff with the store, always building and working on something, trying out new products. And
And what exactly does Hobby Sale, to let all the future customers out there know?
I'm sorry, what?
What exactly does Hobby Sale?
Oh, we sell a little bit of everything. You know, we do plastic models, paint by numbers, puzzles, slot cars, magic card game, Warhammer, trains, radio control vehicles, a lot of fun stuff.
I lost my train of thought ever since you started talking.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ryan.
Another thing you guys do, I remember, you guys also do the Autumn in the Park thing at India.
Wild Acres Park.
Wild Acres Park.
Well, actually, Autumn in the Park is done at Norman Myers Park. We don't actually put that on. That's put on by the Overland Business Association and the City of Overland. However, we usually do take part one way, shape, or form. The last several years, we've been up there with our portable slot car track.
And you guys take part in the Overland Block Party every year?
Yes, we are at the Overland Block Party, again, with our slot car track, which seems to go over quite well.
Everybody seems to enjoy that slot car track.
They do. That is the highlight of the store. Actually, when the economy went bad back in 2008 and 2009, a lot of businesses were struggling, especially small businesses, and we were no exception to that. And Dennis and I decided to put up the slot car track. We invested about $1,200 initially, which we really couldn't afford, but we took the chance on it, and that actually saved us from having to close the store. Mm-hmm. And here we are 4 years later and still going strong.
Yeah. Really good that they keep on going with that. The hobby shop, you guys always seem to have a smile on your face when you're in there. What is it that always makes you guys smile in there?
Oh, several reasons. One, we have like the best job in the world, you know. We sell a lot of fun stuff. And I think the biggest positive to all that is our customer base. We have some of the best customers and best people that come into the store. And yourself is no exception. You know, it's, you always come in with a smile on your face, and how can you not? You know, you're there for fun. Again, we try to create a fun, family-friendly atmosphere, and I think we've achieved that, and that's why people come back week after week.
What time is it? 2:30. All right. So, How did you actually become the chairman of the zoning commission of the city, actually?
Well, that actually started the director of public works at the time asked me if I would start attending some of the meetings as just in the audience, which I did, and then he asked me if I would be interested in getting on the commission, of which then he approached the mayor with it, and Mayor Schneider appointed me to the commission, and then that last year I was the ended up being the chairman, and we did a lot of looking at some of the ordinances and making things a little bit easier for businesses and residents.
All right, this is these are some questions I usually ask the person I'm interviewing. So, how long has it been since you actually been here, actually?
Here, you mean at
like
the school?
At the high school, yeah.
Oh, you would have to ask me that one. 30, well, over 30 years. I'll just leave it at that.
Over 30 years. And did they have the radio station back then?
I believe it wasn't anything like what it is today.
How much do you think has it changed? What do you think of our new facilities?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, the technology has really come a long way, and for the school district to keep up on top of it and to give all of you an outlet to explore and learn about media like this is just incredible.
All right. The last question I asked Mr. Nolan, same one. Do you listen to KRHS?
Actually, unfortunately, no, I haven't. But you know what? I think I will start listening now after seeing all this. This is totally impressive. I really think I've been missing out on some things, so that's mm-hmm. going to change.
All right. And so you know whenever we go through it, we run live, right, Jeremy?
Yeah.
We run through Monday through Friday, days we have school and stuff, and it's usually from 7:30 if we have someone come at 7:30 to 4:30.
Yeah.
And basically that's how we all run it. So it's been really good having you here, Bill.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. And this is KRHS 90.1 Radio Active Radio, and this has been DJ Jeremy Jerm.
DJ Fluffy Flow.
And DJ
Wild Bill.
And I'm going to leave you with Sale by Elevator Nation.